The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Tuesday, August the 14th. We're going to talk about hepatitis C today and Maplewood Boyne. Let's start first of all with Bruce Burkett. Welcome to Radio Friend, Bruce. And you're Missouri Hepatitis C Alliance. Yes. What is it that you want our listeners to know about the Hepatitis C Alliance?
Well, hepatitis C is the most common bloodborne disease in this country, and not enough is known about it. So what we do is we provide education and free testing for people at risk.
Now, we've talked about this before on here. Mm-hmm. We actually could be carrying hepatitis C or be infected with hepatitis C and not even know it, right?
Correct, yes.
Can it be in your body for 10, 15, 20 years before any symptoms show up?
Oh, 20, 30, 40 years sometimes. It's a very, very slow progressing disease, and that's one of the reasons the CDC has just come out and recommended all the baby boomers. If you were born between 1945 and 1965, they recommend you get tested at least once for hepatitis C because you could have had it that long and never know it.
So if you're tested, and by the way, how do you get tested? A blood test?
It's a blood test.
But it's not, when you go for a regular checkup, it is not in that blood test that they take for cholesterol diabetes, is it?
It's a specific test that you have to ask for. The risk factors are so varied, most people think of just drug use. But blood transfusions, veterans, fist fights, tattoos, all can be a risk. So if you have a risk factor, you should always ask your doctor about that. We also offer free testing at my office over at Parkade Center, as well as the Boone County Health Department that
we provide. So what happens if you're tested and you test positive for hepatitis C?
Okay, well, you know that you have been exposed to the virus. 20% of people actually cure themselves. And so you'd need a follow-up test to confirm that you have active virus. And they've got treatment now that the treatment's gotten so well that it's up to an 85% cure rate.
Okay.
Versus last time I talked to you, it was about a 40% cure rate.
So if you let it go until the symptoms actually show up, what happens?
Quite often you're looking too late. That's usually you'll have cirrhosis or you might have developed liver cancer. So you may be looking at a transplant or a lot of intensive treatment.
So the best thing to do is if you have any doubt at all, or if you're a baby boomer between 1945 and 1965, to specifically ask for the Hep C test.
Right.
People want more information, they can come into your office or they can call you. What's the number?
Our number is 573-442-6599.
Okay, Bruce, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming by. And thanks for the information about it. Now we turn to a little brighter side.
But still dark.
Byron Scott, welcome. Welcome to Radio Friends. Maplewood Boyne, you are directing the production of Wait Until Dark.
Right. Wonderful thriller. The final show of our 40th anniversary season in our new facility out in Nifong Park.
Uh-huh.
Wait Until Dark by Frederick Knott was a very successful Broadway show in the 60s and also an incredibly successful movie starring Audrey Hepburn that was voted one of the 10 scariest movies of all time.
One of the 10 most frightening movies
That's
of all
right.
time?
That's right.
So people are going to come out to Maplewood Boyne, they're sitting outside, and they're going to be frightened.
As one of our characters, one of our villains puts it, everyone is afraid of something, and we give you a good choice.
So there are many things to be afraid of when you come.
Right. The plot revolves around a recently blinded woman whose husband has inadvertently brought back a doll from Canada that is stuffed with heroin. And three crooks come into this tiny Greenwich Village apartment where the husband is gone, just the blind woman is there, and they're trying to find this doll and get it back.
Oh.
Yes, and it's really, until the final seconds, you never know what's going to happen.
Would you classify it a thriller?
Oh, yes.
It's definitely a thriller.
Oh, yes. Well, we sure hope so.
Yeah. How many people are in the production?
There are eight people in the production. All veteran actors, all wonderful people. Alana Berrigan Scott, who plays Susie, the blind woman, is having a wonderful time bumping into furniture and doing other things. Chris Bowling, who is the chief villain, his name is Rote, is just slimy and creepy from start to finish. Mm-hmm. So it's a great show.
You know, you're talking about this show, but you've done so many different shows. Is it difficult? Is it difficult doing a production like this compared to a musical? What's the most or a comedy?
Well, it's very detailed. I say the set is actually the co-star too, because there are so many things with props that have to come in at the specific time, and as a director, I just delight in working with these people to make sure each of their characters is individual and fits what the author Frederick Knott wanted to do.
Yeah. So your production opens when?
We open Thursday, August 23rd.
Okay, so that's next week. You're going to open next week, Thursday, August 23rd, and
We run two weekends: Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 23rd to the 26th, and then the 30th through September 2nd, which is Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So the two weekends.
So you're going to run through that Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
Through the Sunday.
Through the Sunday, and eight performances overall.
Okay. And showtime is?
Showtime is 8 o'clock. Box office opens at 7. There's no need to make a reservation. Just, we're outdoor theaters, you know. Just bring your blanket or lawn chair and come out and be prepared.
Be prepared to be scared.
Right.
Now, when people leave there, are they going to be afraid to go get in their cars or walk through the parking lot there?
We'll walk them down to the parking lot if they're afraid. This is going to be like one of those old film noirs, you know. Our set is going to be all in black and white. Mm-hmm. Our characters will be dressed primarily in black and white. And it'll take people back, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, Byron, thank you so much for coming by. I wish you the very best. We'll say break a leg on it. Opening up next Thursday.
Right.
Okay, Maplewood Barn, Wait Until Dark. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, our old friend Rod Gillette is with us. He's going to talk about Road Scholar. It should be pretty interesting. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.